Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Finney out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Suter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Wagner scores. Harris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Tabor moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wagner moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Brancato reaches third base with a triple. Wagner scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brancato scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Nels Potter now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Williams moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive towards the mound. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards the mound. Potter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Stan Spence pinch hits for Nels Potter. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Peacock moves to second. It's 8-6, Athletics. Les McCrabb now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Peacock moves to third. Spence moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCrabb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoy scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 4 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Brancato moves to second. It's 10-6, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Newsome now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Athletics. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey pinch hits for Dick Newsome. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peacock moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Peacock moves to third. Carey moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-5 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.